targets have a negative impact on policing. It becomes an emphasis on a numbers game rather than trying to adhere to law enforcement and the rule of law. It also puts undue pressure on police, and then what happens is that police cut corners, and the emphasis is on trying to get those numbers up in any possible means, can have unintended consequences, and those consequences are no doubt negative.
Samantha Lee says that the presence of quotas can explain why there has been such an increase of strip searches in recent years.
It does indicate that there is pressure on police to conduct as many strip searches as possible. And that's certainly what we're seeing on the ground in terms of clients coming to Redfern Legal. What we're seeing is that police are conducting strip searches without adhering to the legislation and its requirements.
However, the police also need to consider the attitudes and guidelines within their institution.
But also I think it indicates that there is a culture within the police force that needs to be dealt with, and that can only be dealt at a ministerial and commissioner level.
However, Michael Grucock, a lecturer of law at UNSW and one of the co-authors of the Rethinking Strip Searches report, says that quotas are just one of many factors contributing to the rise of strip searches.
Well, I don't think it's the biggest explanation. I think it's symptomatic of a general approach towards strip searches. And there's two main concerns that we identified in the report. The first, as I've already said, is that there's simply not a systematic application of the law, and that goes to a sort of question of understanding and also internal police culture. But the second thing is clearly the increased use of sniffer dogs and the rollout of dogs more widely across the whole transport network.
In many cases, the demand to reach targets can lead to over-policing and unlawful practices by police officers.
It certainly leads not just to over-policing, but policing that is cutting corners and policing where the rule of law and legislation is not adhered to.
But the more serious issue is the impact it has on the relationship between the police and the community.
What we want to see is that anyone feels that they can ask a police officer for help, no matter what situation they're in. But this type of policing is creating a divide and causing harm because people don't feel like that the police is a service there for them. If the public believes that police are exerting their power for a reason that is not law enforcement, but is to meet target and quotas, then the whole trust in the system starts to deteriorate.
However, Dr. Michael Grucock says that the interest in this issue has risen because it's hit a nerve with the general public.
Most people don't expect this sort of behaviour from the police. Most people don't want to go, you know, people commuting at Central Station, for example, don't want to be walking past strip search dogs at 3 o'clock in the afternoon with booths set up in the walkway near Andy Avenue. You know, people going to music festivals don't want to have to confront dogs before they go. And what this is happening is that a significant portion of the population has now been exposed to the widespread use of dogs, and there's a resistance to it. And I think that's the real issue. But a bigger question is, and one which is not sort of ventilated nearly as much, is that for many years there have been concerns about the excessive use of strip searches on Indigenous communities. That's tended to sort of slip beneath the radar a bit because the focus has been on music festivals.
Dr. Michael Grucock says that the problem with quotas is that they are designed to be a measure of police effectiveness and are an assumption of unlawful activity in society.
The basic premise behind quotas is that you can assume that there is a certain amount of activity going out there which can legitimately be policed. What we say is we need to take one step back and look in terms of what the law actually enables the police to do. And in relation to searches, first of all, they've got to be able to have reasonable suspicion. And secondly, in relation to strip searches, as I said earlier, there needs to be urgent and necessary for the purposes of the search. And if you have quotas, that basically distracts the police from what they're supposed to be focusing on when they make the decision to conduct a strip search. So on that basis, we're opposed to them being used in that way.
The Law Enforcement Conduct Commission has been investigating the use of strip searches by police in New South Wales, but Samantha Lee says they need to also consider the impact of quotas.
There is no doubt that targets would have some form of impact on the numbers of strip searches in New South Wales, and the LEC is the best body to investigate that.
The LEC can recommend criminal proceedings, disciplinary action or policy changes, but according to Samantha Lee, it's the law that needs to be addressed.
We do still think that the law in terms of strip searches in New South Wales fails to provide police with clear, rigorous guidance about how and when to conduct a strip search, and fails to provide some very needed safeguards for members of the public. So at the very least, we would like to see is for the law in New South Wales to be changed.